Hello and welcome to our very first episode of Three Talk Truth, brought to you by Diverse Breakthrough. My name is Tilo and I have with me here my wife Brie.
Hello.
And my mother-in-law Kim.
Mm-hmm.
We live together in Berlin, Germany and love to debate, discuss Christian theological topics and grapple with the Bible.
Yes, we do a lot of grappling with the Bible. I'm Tilo's wife Brie. The three of us have been living and working together for 10 years now, and for sure it is not always easy, because we're different generations and different cultures, different genders, so our feelings and opinions about the Bible often vary dramatically, which is why we get into so many discussions.
And I'm Kim. I'm Tilo's mother-in-law and obviously Bree's mother. Bree and I are Americans, and over the past decade we've been involved in lots of different kinds of ministry, mostly street evangelism.
And it has been a pleasure and a trial, as you can imagine.
Mm-hmm.
In my own life, listening to podcasts or watching YouTube videos where other people talk about theological issues and topics or about their personal lives with Jesus has been invaluable in helping me get through the trials. Especially when I listen to speakers who are blunt and honest about their own failures, challenges, and convictions. So knowing I'm not alone has been key to my staying strong in Jesus. So for years now, I've dreamed of starting my own podcast. I want to give back to the body of Christ as I've been given to, and I want to share and encourage and teach as the Lord enables me to. I'm so excited to finally be embarking on this journey, not alone, but with the help of my wife and mother-in-law. So let me give you a picture of our home life. My wife and I get up with our two-year-old twin boys. We get them breakfast and settle down to our tea and coffee when Kim comes bursting in and says, "You guys, I listened to or I read or watched this thing last night and you need to hear this."
And usually I'm like, "No, no, no, we don't want to hear about it." But Tilo is Mr. Enthusiastic and he always wants to hear everything. So ultimately, we usually end up talking about whatever her topic is for about an hour, barely noticing how much time has passed.
And I love it. I usually need to get started with work because I'm a freelancer and often work from my home office. But I get so enthralled in the conversation that I cannot tear myself away. And usually by the end of it, I feel super encouraged and uplifted. Ultimately, I would hope for this podcast to transport some of that joy that I experienced there as organically as possible out of our dining room into your home.
So as a family, we've recently had a major shift in some of our theological understandings. There have been many, many long discussions over the last few months, finally resulting in us stepping down from several of the ministries we've been involved in for many years. The dust is finally settled and we find ourselves to be a little bit directionless. I guess this was the time Tilo was waiting for. He approached Brie and I and asked how we would feel about using some of our newfound free time to start a podcast.
And I was pretty negative about the idea when Tilo approached us about it, because I don't have really any experience with podcasts, and so the idea was a little bit off the wall for me.
But eventually I won her over.
And I thought about it for a while and thought, well, I'd be really excited to share what Jesus is doing in our lives.
But I envisioned something with a more solid, biblical, theological focus.
And that idea is exactly what scared me. I don't feel that any of us is really very qualified theologically, and there's so much really great Bible teaching available. I just wouldn't see the need to add our voice to that.
And again, I just felt, well, it's really important that we be honest and personal about where we are with the Lord, the good and the bad.
Well, that idea I felt I could get on board with, especially in this culture of brag book and Instagram. I could imagine myself encouraging the body of Christ with real honesty about the faith life, life in ministry, motherhood, missions, and chewing on the biblical topics that go along with those things now and then.
So I guess in the end, they kind of won me over. So what you can expect from this podcast is a little bit about us as we navigate our lives. We're all seasoned Christians, so whether we feel qualified or not, we will end up doing some biblical teaching. And we hope that we will be able to pepper the show with some guests, people we admire and who inspire us to add their wisdom. But now let me just tell you a little more about myself. I was born in 1985 and raised in the former communist East Berlin of Germany. In 2002, I met American and German missionaries who shared the gospel with me for the very first time. I was brought up in a totally atheistic home and society, so it took me about a year until I took the leap of faith towards Jesus. And in 2009, I met my now wife, Brianna, and her mother, Kim, at one of their very first evangelistic outreaches with a team they hosted. And it consisted of graffiti artists that used their art to share the gospel with the Berliners. I soon joined Kim and Brie in their street ministry and evangelism efforts as a worship leader. I sang and played worship songs partly to attract the crowds, but partly to help to share the gospel. And then in 2010, I decided to join their ministry to the streets as a full-time missionary. And Brianna and I got married on New Year's Eve 2011-12. And since then, we have traveled all over Europe and the world to share and preach the gospel on the streets to reach the lost. And in 2017, Brianna and I became parents of our two wonderful twin boys, Abraham and Solomon. And we're awaiting a baby girl this December. So I think that gives a pretty good picture of me. So Kim, would you share a little bit about yourself now?
Sure. So to begin with, I was raised in a Christian home, and I gave my life to Jesus when I was about 13 years old. It was at a charismatic, multiracial church during the hippie era in the early 70s, and I wholeheartedly gave my life to the Lord, but of course that didn't make me a perfect person. Sadly, I had an affair with a married man, whom I did marry, and 19 years later, in 1998, we got divorced due to his infidelity. Then, many years later, in 2007, my daughter Brianna and I moved to England to start a new life and fulfill my dream of evangelizing and reaching the lost. Then we moved to Berlin in 2008. My journey includes so many stories that it would take hours to tell them all. Perhaps some of them will be told in future Three Talk Truth episodes. Suffice it to say, I've spent over 10 years in full-time ministry doing evangelism and counseling. I really love to read the Bible. It's been a practice in my life for about 20 years, just to read it through over and over again. Before I left the United States, I very happily raised my two children and was very involved in their lives. I also became a lay counselor in my church. After my divorce, I was a paraeducator for 10 years in our local school district. It was during those years that I realized how much I loved to evangelize, and I was basically a secret evangelist in the public schools. As well as going through a painful marriage that included adultery, I also lost my son in a tragic way when he was 28 years old. That story, too, can be shared in a separate episode. Every trial in my life has brought me closer to Jesus and broke down pride and selfishness within. Of course, the Lord isn't finished with me yet, but I can say I'm thankful for everything He has taught me through my trials. So next up comes my daughter, Brie, who was the door opener to Berlin, and I think her story is fascinating.
I don't know about fascinating. I think your affair with a married man is more fascinating. But I'll pick up the thread here. I was the first one to come to Berlin. I was an exchange student when I was 16 years old. That was in the year 1999, which was the 10-year anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. So it was kind of exciting. And I had the unique opportunity. It was unique at the time. I was one of 130 exchange students who got to live in former East Berlin. So that was cool and also eye-opening because obviously I was from a Christian home in the United States and surrounded by a Christian community of close friends. But in East Berlin, I experienced a nearly completely atheistic society. What a different world. The experience didn't immediately draw me to Christ, but it definitely caused me to soul search and evaluate the world. Experiencing that really stark alternative to my Christian life, that world almost completely devoid of God, and the despair and the meaninglessness, it was just so cold for me. I knew that I did not want that. I also explored during that year some of the other alternatives, which seemed to be, in a nutshell, a life of servitude towards a god or gods who need to be pacified and demand that we ourselves make atonement for wrongdoing. And that idea also just left me quivering. So that made it easy for me to decide to follow Christ wherever He might take me. After that year in Berlin, I returned to the United States. I graduated from high school. I spent a year nannying in Texas. During that year in Texas, I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, and that experience proved to be absolutely necessary for my being able to stand firm on the mission field. I didn't initially want to return to Germany. I was very keen to learn a new language and experience some maybe more exotic cultures than Europe had to offer. However, the Lord really helped me to see that it wasn't my own merits or achievements that had taken me to Germany. It was Him that brought me there. It was He that put me in the most atheistic part of the country and helped me to learn German, and He wanted me to return to Berlin. At that time, less than 0.1% of the city's population was born again. That should have been enough of an indication for me that it was important to come back here. So I did return. I did youth work again in the former East for 3 years. Then I went back to the United States, and essentially I just hitched my cart to my mom's wagon, and I've been following her around the world since then. I don't really see myself as a gifted evangelist, but I understand that as a follower of Jesus, I'm commanded to share the gospel. So being really pushed into situations over the last 10 years where I had to do that has been a privilege, even though it was also at times difficult. I am a writer. I just finished a children's novel, and I'm super excited to have it printed, hopefully sometime soon. When I decided to go into full-time missions, I really didn't think that I would ever get married, especially when my mother and I began to establish our own ministry. It just really seemed impossible for God to send a man to join us, but obviously God did. I also wasn't sure if I would ever have kids or even wanted to have kids, which I guess made me exactly the right person for God to surprise with twins. Anyway, having the twins has meant for me taking a break from ministry outside of the house, and that transition was pretty emotional and difficult for me. Nevertheless, I know that God is sovereign, and really I can see that with one small child, I would have been out and about doing a lot more than I've been able to do with two, and it's pretty clear to me that He wanted me to have this experience of being a mom and just being fully committed to that. So I'm learning, I'm definitely growing, and hey, that's what all of us really want, isn't it?
That's right, and that's really what we all want, and we hope that's what we'll get through this podcast experience too. So starting from today, you can already download our second episode where we will go into the topic of anointed worship, ? Anointed worship? Huh? So after that, you can expect a new episode from us at least once every month. Of course, we'd be honored if you'd subscribe to our podcast or even leave us a review somewhere. Hey, just write to us if you have anything you want to share or comment on or any topics that you'd like us to discuss.
You want us to grapple with it, and we'll grapple.
Anyway.
Topics you want us to pour our hearts out about.
Oh, okay, anyway, thanks so much for listening to this first episode. We did it, guys.
Dreams are coming true.
What do you mean? It's not your dream coming true.
I know, it's not mine, it's His dream.
So you can find our website on www.3talktruth.com, as in the number 3, TALKTRUTH.com. Our ministry website is www.diversebreakthrough.com, as in DIVERSEBREAKTHROUGH.com.
Woo!
And please consider subscribing to 3 Talk Truth on iTunes, Google Play, or on your favorite podcast app. You can find all of our episodes in the future on YouTube as well, so please subscribe to us there and follow us on Facebook and Instagram if you want to hear more and see where this podcast will go. So
Instagram?
I know. Let's talk about this later.
So, I mean, I was really happy that I didn't have to wear makeup for this.
Yeah, that's not what's going to happen anyways. We're not going to show our pictures. You know that.
Okay.
So please keep us in your prayers and let us know what you think about our podcast, or ask us any questions you have, or send us suggestions for topics you want us to talk about at write to 3talktruth.com. You know, the number thing. Write to at 3talktruth.com. So thanks again for listening to us for our very first episode. We're excited. I hope you're excited. And be blessed, and you'll be hearing from us soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening.